What are your overall goals for your team and for each individual you manage? And how can you best help people reach their goals? That's our topic today. I'm your host, Marianne Jacoby. Welcome to this podcast for managers. We have Ronald Reggio on the line with us from California. He's a professor of leadership and organizational psychology at Claremont McKenna College and the author of numerous books and articles. Ron, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be with you.
So how involved should managers be in helping employees establish and achieve their goals?
Well, they should be very involved. So let's start off by talking about the manager's or the leader's role in goal setting. All too often, the focus is only on the employee's personal goals. But to be successful, goal setting has to be aligned at all different levels. What that means is that there has to be attention paid to individual goals, certainly individual goals, but the manager also needs to set departmental goals. And it's very important that the employee then sees how his or her efforts and goal attainment, personal goal attainment, contributes to the department achieving its goals. And then the same thing goes for organizational level goals. All levels of goals, individual, team, and organizational, need to be achieved. So what this helps the employee do is to make a connection about the value of his or her personal contributions. And this helps make their work and achieving their personal goals more meaningful for each employee. And that can be a very motivating factor.
Ron, could you walk us through a brief conversation on goal setting with individuals and how that conversation might go?
Okay. Here's a guideline for good goal setting. And the acronym we use is SMART. Okay. So S stands for specific. So you want to set very clear, concrete goals, not some vague goal of improvement or do more or whatever. Whenever possible, associate that goal with a concrete outcome or number. And that brings us to the M, and M stands for measurable. Good goals should be measurable so that everyone knows that the goals have been achieved or knows how far they've missed the goal by. A in SMART stands for attainable, and this tells us not to set goals that are too high, that are virtually unattainable, because this is only going to lead to frustration on the part of the employee. Now, some managers think if they set sky-high goals that this will keep employees continually motivated, but the research just doesn't support that strategy. Attainable should also be associated with how the employee should accomplish the goal, so what's needed to be successful. Okay, so in our SMART acronym, R is for realistic, and that reminds us not to set goals that are too low, you know, so low that the employee doesn't feel any sense of accomplishment or doesn't grow as a worker, and that's important. And we should probably talk a little bit about self-development goals, too. T, the final in our SMART, is for timely, and this means setting a time frame for goal accomplishment, setting a date, you know, by the 1st of March or by the end of next quarter. So finally, it's important in goal setting to remember to recognize, reward, and celebrate goal attainment. So goals should have the SMART acronym, but we also need to remember to recognize, reward, and celebrate goal attainment. So the process should go something like this. You know, you discuss the goal setting process, your desire to involve the employee in setting his or her personal goals. You should discuss departmental and organizational goals and tie that success for all, the sort of everybody wins notion. If you don't win as an individual, if the department, the organization doesn't win. And then you should use the SMART goals acronym to aid in the goal setting process so that you set measurable outcomes and timelines. And then the other thing is to discuss self-developmental goals and focus on career advancement for employees.
How often do you recommend having these conversations?
Well, you know, all too often it just becomes a sort of once a year happening or once every 6 months around the time of the annual or the biannual performance appraisal, but that's really not enough. So that time frame's too long. So what I recommend is setting goals quarterly with emphasis on the end of the year as kind of a milestone period to spend some time to really see how far the employees come over the previous quarters. And it can be done in a more frequent basis, but I think quarterly is a good guideline. As far as discussions about goals, it's important that there's some measurement of progress. So the manager then can use that to check in periodically in between the quarters, in between those goal periods, and say, you know, good progress, or, you know, gosh, I noticed, you know, you're having some difficulties. How can I help you make some progress? And it's also important then to occasionally discuss the departmental or the organizational goal attainment.
You know, I wanted to ask about when you were talking about self-development, do managers ever get so focused on other people's goals that they neglect their own?
I think you really need to focus on your personal self-development goals, but also the development of the people that you're supervising. And, you know, one of the goals to think about, too, is just from a personal level, is I like to talk about stretch goals, okay? The goals that are attained that go well beyond what you might consider just acceptable performance. And it's really the stretch goals that are going to turn you into kind of a star player, whether you're a leader or whether you're one of the workers, right? So, and I like to use the 10% rule. So here's the question. What would happen if an employee exceeds the set goals by 10%? And so the analogy is baseball. If a batter is batting 280, you know, that's a reasonable batting average. That's a good batting average, and that's going to keep you in the pros for a long time. But imagine a 10% stretch goal, so a 10% improvement over your 280 batting average. Now the batter's hitting 308, and for baseball fans, you know, that's going to put you in the Hall of Fame.
You've written that the inability to think strategically is one of the most common ways people ruin their careers. How does that relate to goals, and especially big picture goals?
Well, that's why there needs to be that focus beyond the individual goals. So employees need to see how their own efforts contribute, you know, to the department, contribute to the organization, and managers need to recognize those employee efforts. So we're really talking about going beyond just hitting the numbers, right? Managers need to, you know, recognize and reward the employee's goal attainment, but it's also important to look at the big picture. And then the other thing that's really important, and this is important for career success, is you need to reward innovation and ingenuity. You know, I remember one time I was reflecting on one of my department head's accomplishments, and, you know, we'd spent a lot of time on the numbers, and his numbers were good. And I said to him, though, at one point, I said, you know, when I look back over the past several years, you know, you've really made some incredible contributions to this organization. And then I listed the things that, you know, programs he'd started. And those accomplishments really went beyond the numbers. And then that led to a discussion of how he contributed to making the organization better. You know, I talked about the programs he initiated, the star employees that he mentored, his positive can-do attitude. So I think strategic thinking involves looking beyond just the productivity goals. It involves incorporating your self-development goals. You know, for example, a salesperson might get considered for promotion to sales manager based on their sales performance, but we all know that being a successful sales manager takes a lot more than just knowing how to sell. So the wise salesperson then who wants to advance is going to think about it from a management perspective, think about it strategically. You know, what kinds of skills will I need? What can I do now to prepare me for a management position? You know, what opportunities are there?
So it's January. Do you set new goals for yourself every year at the start of a new year?
Absolutely. You know, I'm a chronic goal setter. But now I'm a faculty member, I'm a researcher, I'm a consultant, so I'm pretty much self-employed. So I have to set my own goals, and then I have to keep myself motivated. But here's how I do it. I set three levels of goals, and I think this also works for if you're setting deadlines. The first is what I call the lofty goals. So if I attain the lofty goals, for example, at the year's end, then I've really hit it out of the park. I've really succeeded. And those are very high goals. But that only happens, you know, if I'm at optimum motivation, I don't have any setbacks. But then I set the more realistic. It's still somewhat of a stretch goal, but I'm really happy if I attain that level. Okay. And then finally, the third level, the lowest level, is what I call acceptable goals. You know, they're still good, and I still kind of pat myself on the back, but I know at the end that I've achieved this, but I know I can do better. And I think you can use that same strategy for deadlines. So a lofty early deadline, you know, is really quite early, and you're ahead of the game. A more realistic deadline, but one that's still pretty timely, pretty early, is one that you really want to aim for. And then you still have that drop-dead deadline, but you can never let yourself go beyond the drop-dead deadline. deadline and then consider yourself successful.
Well, Ron, good luck with reaching your goals, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us today and for sharing these great strategies.
Well, thank you.
We were talking with Ronald Reggio. You can connect with him on his leadership blog on psychologytoday.com. Here on LifeWorks.com, look for the two helpful articles, Setting Smart Goals and Coaching and Career Development. Thanks for listening.